Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sign Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon. Really quickly before we call our guest, want to get some show notes out of the way. And tonight, WCWO running in Indianapolis, Indiana at 1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis as usual. We also have All-Star Wrestling happening in Surrey, B.C. We have VIPW in Victoria Island, British Columbia, PWA in Cheshire, Connecticut. Tomorrow night, FTW in Spencer, Indiana. Heroes and Legends having a huge show at Fort Wayne, Indiana. NWWA in Portland, Oregon. PWS in Sayreville, New Jersey. ATCW in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. ECCW in New Westminster, British Columbia. VIPW in Nanino, British Columbia. AIWF in Canton, Georgia. RCW in Chatsworth, Georgia. CTW in Midlothian, Illinois. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. NWA in Thibodaux, Louisiana. UPW in Gladstone, Michigan. 605 Championship Wrestling in Clarksburg, West Virginia. AIWF in Smithfield, Rhode Island. NGW in Newport, Tennessee. IWF in Nutley, New Jersey. And NYWC in Deer Park, New York tomorrow. Also would like to wish a speedy recovery to Casey Carlisle, whom is injured and will be unable to appear for the PWS Bombshell Show against Missy Sampson is scheduled. Hopefully she will recover very quickly, QT. Now, I will place the call, QT, to our guest today, and hopefully this will go very smooth and we'll have him on momentarily. Why don't you hum a couple of bars while I dial?
This is not a collect call, is it?
No.
Oh, good, because our Turnbuckle Turmoil fiscal year budget is just about out. We couldn't afford it. Yes.
That really hurts since it's only March.
I know, yes. That Dimitri's a big spender. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
All right, well, here goes the dialing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3054.
Hey, that's not good. That's not good. That's not good.
4-3 is not
available.
At the tone, please record your.
That was
not
good. I will try this again here.
Yes.
All right. Trying one more time. Are your fingers crossed?
They are crossed, and my little toe is also.
All right. That could help.
On my right foot. Yes. The little toe. Right foot.
Hey, Mr. Solomon, it's Sign Guy and QT from Turnbuckle Turmoil. How are you today?
How are you? Good, brother. What's going on?
Well, excited for the show today. We are glad to have you. And
thank you very much.
I believe it's your first solo time with us, so I'm going to give you our first-timer's question to start.
Okay.
Ask, how did you get into professional wrestling?
I wrestled amateur when I was 10 years old, and when I broke in the business, no one smarted me up that night, but I knew it was a work anyway because I'd been an amateur wrestler. But that's how I got in. I wrestled amateur, and I was wrestling at the Boston YMC Union, which is the second oldest athletic club in the United States. The other one is the New York Athletic Club. And I was wrestling a guy from Europe who had been a pro wrestler. He said, hey, you want to try this? I said, well, why not? He said, I'm booked in Montreal on Friday night. I'll take you. So that's how it happened.
It's often been said on this show many times that my holy trinity in wrestling is the Gilbert family as a whole, Terry Funk and Kevin Sullivan. And it took me a while. It took quite a while after I came up with that to fully comprehend why. And it ended up, all of you are extremely versatile. You can do anything from a brawl to a scientific match to comedy. You can commentate, manage, wrestle, anything that's needed. Do you think that the versatility you've had over the years has increased what you would have been if you were just a wrestler and didn't really branch out and didn't really go into different styles of wrestling?
Yeah, I think it helps out. I mean, I was always a student, so I wanted to do other things. And you picked two of my I had some terrific matches with Eddie, and I knew Eddie as a young boy. I knew his father very well. I know his brother Doug, but I won't know Russell's father quite a bit. But there's nobody like Terry Funk. His starts and ends to Terry Funk. Hardcore wrestling, there's no hardcore wrestling. Without the sheep, then number 1B is Terry Funk.
Now, during the course of your career, did you kind of notice they were also very versatile and it seemed to help all of you get quite a bit of work in quite a different areas because you could do more than the one thing and you could wrestle against
anyone? Yeah, I think so. I mean, Eddie was versatile. He wrestled for Vince Sr. and then he was in Mid-South, and he was in Georgia where Terry had been the world champion, then he became the hardcore legend, and they both had, the three of us both had segments of shows at different times, all the Slaughterhouse, Bunk's Grill, I forget what 80s was, but yeah, it was all commentated, so I think it did help us.
One of the places you stopped in and really got quite a bit of notoriety was Memphis earlier in your career.
Right.
That was one of my favorite places, and you were involved in the first family with Jimmy Hart. What was it
right.
like being in a faction like that with some of the better talent in the territory?
Well, I wrestled Lawler and Dundee. I think I'm the only guy that never got beat by either one of them the whole time there. I never put them over. But it was a real, and I know, Sign Guy, that's one of your favorite places, right?
Absolutely.
But each place of territory was different, okay? I came in there when it was down, dead, and I didn't have my gimmick. I was a bodybuilder, if you look back. I just won Mr. Tennessee. But I came from Florida, which was built on wrestling, and they were built a little bit more to comedy. We were built on, even back then in the early 80s, on guys had to look like athletes. You know what I'm saying? There were some of their guys that didn't look like athletes. So it was a really a wake-up call for me to see that you could draw with a different patent rather than Eddie Graham's patent, and they did quite well for a very, very long time.
Now, was the first family the first faction you were a part of? I know you've been in quite a few over your career.
Yeah, the first family was the first faction I've ever been in. Yeah. Chick Donovan, Honky Tonk Man, myself, and Jimmy Hart were the three main guys. Yep.
Now, being in the Memphis territory, you had Jerry Jarrett and Jerry Lawler usually booking that territory, and they were successful long before or long after a lot of the other territories. Do you think that being in a territory like that, it helps some of the wrestlers understand the creative end of the business, since it was ran a little bit differently than other companies at that point?
Well,
it seemed to be ahead of the game.
Well, you have to also remember this, where Memphis is located. The closest sports team at the time was in Atlanta or St. Louis, right? It wasn't like in New York City, where they had one time had three baseball teams. Now they have two basketball teams, two hockey teams, Chicago. They were the only entertainment in town. But they did it in a very smart way and kept it going, Memphis going, for probably the longest time. Maybe Houston might have been close, but I think Memphis had the longest run of all. Yeah, it was a great place for guys to learn.
Now, another place that you ended up in the 80s was the ICW up in the New Jersey area by the Savoldis.
Right.
What was it like working with that group that saw a ton of talent the first couple of years they were around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wrestled Jimmy Snooker up there. I wrestled Rikishi. I wrestled the Tonga Kid. I wrestled Terry Funk, Austin Idol, Superstar Billy Graham, Blackjack Mulligan, Mike Rotunda, Barry Windham, King Curtis, Mark Lewin, The Sheik, Bruiser Brody, Stan Hansen, Abdullah Butcher. The reason why I'm saying it, he had some pretty fair talent, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty all-around card, if you ask me. You know, that's an all-star card. So it was pretty intense. And it was enjoyable because we really were knocking on Vince's door. We were out drawing him in Maine, but we just didn't have enough of the major channels to put up any kind of fight.
Now, you have been involved in quite a few stipulation matches in your career, some of them a little stranger than others. What would you say so far has been the oddest match that you've been involved with?
I wrestled a match one time with no ropes, and it doesn't sound like it's too tricky, right? It's very hard. You know what I mean? It's a very hard match because that's where we learned to wrestle, right? In a ring with ropes. It was it wasn't as violent as a lot of my matches were, but it was very, very tricky.
I know you also seen some scary incidents in your time. What would you say has been the scariest moment that you've witnessed, either someone in the ring with
when
you at
Buff
the time?
Bagwell
or...
broke his neck. Buff Bagwell broke his neck one time. With Rick Steiner, that was pretty shaky.
I remember watching that and being terrified at home.
Yeah.
Now, in the last few years up here, you at one point were reunited with your nephews, Ron and Dash. And, of course, everyone
right.
knows you had the brother Dave that also wrestled.
Right.
Can
right.
you give us the rundown on the complete Sullivan wrestling family? How does it all fit together?
Well, Dash and Ron and Dave are like adopted. They're not blood. But the thing is, Ron is blood of Von Hess, as you know. And Dash is adopted. I like both of them quite very much. But Ron is not Ron Von Hess, as we know. One of the proud members of the Hess family.
Now, having the feud with Dave, that was around the time when brother versus brother was happening in pretty much...
I hated it. I don't think I'm interrupting you because there shouldn't be father against son, father, daughter, sisters, brothers. There should be... That's all bullshit. If the Klitschko brothers didn't fight for the world heavyweight title boxing, right? They were the two boxing world heavyweight champions, right?
Right.
Why would wrestlers?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That was going to be my question, if you thought that was a good idea when everybody was putting
that
out there.
I hate it.
Now, one of the companies that's currently running right now, they've had national TV on some level or another for the last few years, Ring of Honor. Do you follow
right.
their product much?
I don't follow it much, but I'm actually having lunch with Gary Justice, the vice president, Friday. So Gary and I used to work at WCW. I think it's a good product, but no one's going to come close to competing with it. It's like competing with the NFL. You think you can compete with the NFL? Come on. 120,000 people are going to be there. 120,000 people are going to be there, and all the people that are so brilliant, they're going to say it sucks. I think the product sucks, but we must be at a real small minimum of 120,000 people going to pay money, fly across from Australia, New Zealand, all around the world, and tell us it sucks. Huh? I like to have a product that does that, wouldn't you? Fine, guys?
Absolutely.
They can tell me it sucks, but just pay $1,000 for the ticket.
Absolutely.
So,
it's going to sell out one of the biggest stadiums in the country.
That has never been sold out yet, so we'll see. Okay. Well,
now,
my friend, let me turn the tables on you because I have to run in and get an x-ray, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. If you got to, you got to.
Okay. If I got to, but I want to leave you with this. You're one of the brightest young stars today, okay? And
I appreciate that.
No, you are. And I want you to give the fans the finishes for this WrestleMania, okay? And we'll get on again next week and let's see how close you were.
All right, well, we can do that.
That's a challenge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for letting me be on. And sorry I couldn't stay longer. I'm getting my knee scoped in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And hope it's not too serious for you.
No, it's not. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Kevin Sullivan. QT's challenged us to a WrestleMania finish challenge.
Wow, that will be... how do you think that's going to come out?
Well, we're going to find out next week. I will put you into this as well. We'll make our WrestleMania predictions here, and we'll see how close we come to getting this right. Now, let's see here. I will try to find the complete card. Now, to start off, things, QT, I know one of the matches happens to be the Dudley Boys versus the Usos. Who do you think on that one?
I'm going to pick the Usos.
All right. I believe it's going to be the Dudley Boys. I think they're going to break out the table and in this self-proclaimed non-use of tables. I think the table will come into play for the Dudleys.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now we also have the New Day versus the League of Nations for the Tag Team Championship.
Oh, well, I have my wrestling sources in Tampa, Florida. They have advised me that Devin Bellinger is a huge mark for the New Day, so I'm going to go with the New Day.
All right.
Yes.
I'm also going to go with the New Day. I believe that they'll end up winning clean.
Wow, all right. Winning clean, okay.
Yes. Now, you also have for the Divas Championship, you have the champion Charlotte defending against Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch in a three-way match.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to see Sasha Banks comes out on top. Yes.
All right. I believe it's going to be Becky Lynch winning it. And I believe that you're going to see a double turn. I believe Charlotte will walk out with some cheers. I believe Sasha Banks will walk out with some boos. And Becky Lynch will be kind of in between the two of them, but I believe she will pick up the championship.
Oh, wow. Well, I think it would do my heart glad and really make my week if Sasha Banks could get some booze. Yes.
Uh-huh. Are you not a fan of Sasha Banks?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan of Sasha Banks. I mean, I'm just saying, yes, that would be a very nice highlight for the week. Not quite as good as seeing one of my top wrestlers in the Northwest, Darth Carter, in action, though.
Well, I believe you missed Darth Carter the last time he was around.
Yeah, I know. I was very bummed. I went into a mini depression.
Wow.
Yes.
And I believe he was even tag team champion that night.
Damn. Okay. But anyway,
another match they have for WrestleMania is a six-person match. It is a ladder match, this one for the Intercontinental Championship. You have the champion Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Zack Ryder versus Sin Cara versus The Miz versus Stardust.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to have to go with Stardust on this one.
All right. I'm going to pick Sami Zayn in this one. I think Sami Zayn will avenge his beatdown by Kevin Owens, and they will continue the feud they've had for the last 15 years in promotions all over the world.
Wow. How close do you think Dolph Ziggler will come?
I bet he gets his fingertips on the belt before they tip it over on him.
Yes, I was going to say that, yes.
All right, now we have Kalisto defending the United States title against Ryback.
Oh, wow. I'm going to pick Ryback.
All right. I believe I also will go with Ryback in that one. I think Ryback just too big and massive here.
Yes, plus Steven Seagal once played on the battleship. I think it was Missouri. He played Chief Ryback.
Fair enough.
I mean,
now,
what I'm saying is Chief Ryback was lethal with his hands and feet, and he took down a terrorist cell. And, you know, the comparisons with, you know, the wrestler Ryback is there for all plain to see.
Next is the third annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I believe they'll just put in anyone left over that's not in a match for that one. Any prediction there?
And who are they? Oh, anyone?
Yeah, they basically put in anybody that's not already in a match that might be on the roster.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to do a little bit of thinking on that. I'm going to contact you on Facebook for that, my predictions. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to predict it will be, I'm going to say Braun Strowman from the Wyatt family.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a second. Yeah, I'd like to submit Kofi Kingston.
Okay.
Okay. Kofi Kingston.
All right. Be a big day for Kofi Kingston if he were to win the Battle Royal and retain the tag team title with New Day, but it's possible.
Yeah. How many Battle Royals has Kofi won?
I think he's won a few.
Okay. All right.
All right. See, next up, Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar in a no-holds-barred street fight.
Oh, wow. Is this street fight going to take place outside the arena or inside?
It's possible both.
Ooh. Boy, now let's see now. Brock Lesnar, Dean Ambrose. I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose on this one. Yes.
All right. I think Lesnar's going to take it myself. I think he's just going to be too much of a challenge for Dean Ambrose.
Well, Lesnar is too much of a challenge for most wrestlers. yes.
That's true. Next, you have the Hell in a Cell match, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker, with the stipulations Shane McMahon, should he win, will gain control over Monday Night Raw, and if The Undertaker loses, it will be his final WrestleMania.
Oh, boy. Final WrestleMania. You know what they go out, what they say, go out with a bang. Oh, wow. Part-wise with Shane O'Mac, I've always been a huge fan of his dancing.
All right, so that's your official prediction?
Let me see now. Boy, my heart says Shane O'Mac. My brain says The Undertaker. I'm going to go with my heart on this one. Shane O'Mac.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Shane McMahon because I think The Undertaker will end up betraying Vince McMahon and giving control of the company to Shane McMahon as he departs the company.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we both agree on that. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I see a little bit of Undertaker kind of laying down for Shane McMahon to form a new era in WWE. I guess that's my prediction.
Well, I don't know if he's going to actually lay down. I think the action's going to be fierce. I see Shane O'Mac climbing the steel mesh quite literally like Spider-Man. You remember when Spider-Man was in the movie with Randy the Macho Man Savage?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like that, yes.
All right, I can see that.
Good, okay.
And the final match, the main event, Triple H defending the World Heavyweight title against Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow. Boy, Roman Reigns. Well, I always liked Triple H, and it was a very nice memory when I first saw him, and they used said that he was from the finest boarding schools of New England, and he was like a blue blood. I'm going to give Triple H this.
All right. I think Roman Reigns will end up victorious here. I think he's going to maybe bring out a new vicious streak that we've not really seen. So I'm
going
to go with Reigns.
All right, so you get Roman Reigns. We agree on Shane McMahon. We differ on Lesnar. You say Lesnar's going to win it. Okay.
Yes. We also differed on the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. We both agree Ryback for the U.S. title. We differ in the Intercontinental title six-man ladder match. We differ on the Divas title. We both predict New Day for the tag title. And we differed on Usos versus Dudleys.
Ah, yes. Okay. And who did you pick for the Intercontinental champ again?
I had Sami Zayn for that one.
Oh, all right. Yes. Okay. Well, that's very good. Okay. All right.
Oh, actually, I can tell you a few of the participants. I have found a list of, these are just a few. It's not the complete roster, but schedule are Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, and Tyler Breeze.
Wow, all right. And how much of a presence will the Rosebuds make at WrestleMania?
I'm going to say none since they've not been around for nearly a year.
Oh, come on. Is that right?
It is right.
Adam
Rose had kind of a change of attitude, and he blamed the Rosebuds for costing him some matches, so he disbanded the Rosebuds. Even had a fight with the Bunny Rabbit and fought the Bunny Rabbit.
Bunny Rabbit, and he also laid his hands on the hot dog. Yes.
I believe he did.
One of my favorite Rosebuds moments, yes. All the more reason, Sign Guy, and I'd like to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners this, of how I'm furiously trying to contact Lila Lodge to form a Rosebud club. Maybe we'd have to form a Rosebud club for our weather club with Devin South Park Bellinger at Who's on First Sports Cards, but I'd like to keep it as a Rosebud faction with SCW. That's my primary goal. Yes, SCW.
So what you're saying is you want a bunch of Rosebuds to hang outside of Who's on First and cheer on Stompin' South Park Bellinger Bragg Williams Mitchell?
Yes.
All right. Now, what costume would you put on for your Rosebud duties, QT?
Well, I don't know if the hot dog had copyrights. I'd like to, if he did not have copyrights, I myself would like to be a hot dog with spicy brown mustard. Yes.
Would it be literal mustard or would it be painted on your costume?
Or painted on my costume, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you think Lila Lodge should wear in the costume department there if this hypothetical Who's on First Weather Club Rosebud faction does get formed?
Well, I'd like to see her kind of like as a pupae. I'm not sure if biologically I'm pronouncing that right. A pupa larvae that is just about to transform into a butterfly.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So she'd have, like, the wings and so forth?
Yes.
All right.
Kind of half caterpillar, half butterfly. That's what I'm getting at, yes.
Now, are you going to ask her several questions about this next week when she's on this very program?
Oh, well, I'm going to ask her some questions pertaining to this possible rosebud. Yes. If she decides that this would not be for her, then I might contact Dash Venture to form a rosebud faction.
Now, have you ever considered possibly contacting Sunny Days?
Hey, Sunny Days. Now, she was in action at Blue Collar Wrestling this past weekend. She did fairly well. I don't know if I ranked her or not.
I believe you did.
Yes. And if I remember right, I think I ranked her fifth or fourth.
I believe so. Now, it might have been the first time in BCW history someone came to the ring in a towel, because after her match, Fierce Fawn showed up wearing nothing but a towel.
That's true. Fierce Fawn, yes. Maybe Fierce Fawn should have been ranked just because she showed up in a towel. Yes.
I could see that.
I don't know. What I'm getting at, Sign Guy, is because Sunny Days had that victory over Crash Hella, I think she'll be in a good mood and perhaps receptive to my Rosebud overtures. Yes.
Possibly.
Of course, then again, I owe Petra a fruit pie. So.
Yes, you do. And
I owe
Big V and T-Rex.
Damn. I wonder if T-Rex would accept a honey bun, a sticky bun.
That might scare him. I'm not sure if he would think you were perhaps making some sort of illusions or something.
Oh, no. I mean, I clearly remember giving a sticky bun to Paw Moonshine. So, you know, there was no overtures there.
Well, you'll have to take that up with T-Rex, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm sure Big V and Petrov are expecting fruit pies.
Yeah, I know. That Petrov was... I think it was Monday morning at 5:59 he was saying, where's the wrestler rankings? Very adamant, very excited for it to come out. I had to tell Petrov that perfection takes some time, you know, and I had to wait till like Wednesday or Thursday. Actually, I'm not sure why I wanted to wait. I think it was because I agonize over every ranking. Yes.
That is true, you do.
Oh, okay. I'm going to blame, I think I published this Wednesday or Thursday, Wednesday, I think. Yes, Wednesday, I believe. It does take time, yes. All right.
Now, QT, you also made a very strong point on saying Buddy Highway not allowed the fruit pie because he already had a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah, it was very adamant. I'm not going to disclose who almost got me in a headlock or a go-behind with an arm wrench. It demanded, there was fury in her voice that I give Buddy Highway a coffee. So, boy, within 5 minutes, I got that coffee. Yes.
To be fair, you had promised him live on the air a cup of coffee.
And I got to tell you, Buddy Highway did thank me for that, yes. So, all my hard work paid off. Yes.
Fair enough. Now, Buddy Highway's blood sugar dropped to dangerously low levels this week. He did go to the hospital. I believe he is better now. I hate to think what that fruit pie would have done. It might have totally skewered his blood sugar.
Yeah, I guess it's a good move that I've stuck with the coffee. Maybe in the future, I'll stick with, orange juice. Is orange juice good for your blood sugar, orange juice?
That's like the worst thing to give a diabetic. Unless they're in a diabetic coma where their blood sugar is extremely low, not a good idea to drink orange juice, really. That spikes the blood sugar up.
All right, how about prune juice?
Prune juice, I'm not positive. That might be all right.
All right, I'm going to check into that. Prune juice, diabetic, very good. That's my homework assignment. Okay. Well, Sanjay, I was wondering if you saw, I had quite a few questions to ask Kevin, and one of them was about the video that he shot with Emily Wakarasa. It was entitled Seattle Ferry with Northwest fan Emily Wakarasa. Did you see that?
I believe so.
Maybe that's not quite the, let me see now, Emily. Oh, okay, let me see. Well, it really didn't have a title. What I was going to ask Kevin if Emily did spring for a cup of Seattle's finest coffee on board the ferry, because that can be pretty expensive. That was one of my questions. Yes.
I've not noticed Kevin drinking coffee on ferry. I've been on many a ferry with him, never seen him drink the coffee. So I'm going to guess probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, one of my my next question in line that I was going to ask him is, did you get to toot the ship's horn because of heavy fog?
I've never known him to toot the horn either.
All right, I'm going to put no toot on the horn. Okay, very good. In our logbook, okay, very good. Or in the logbook I keep, yes, okay. And then I was going to say, Kevin, in honor of your video aboard the Seattle Ferry with Northwest fan Emily Wakarasa, I would like to sing you a sea chanty. May I have your permission to do so? And I was hoping he'd say yes.
I bet he'd say no.
Damn. Oh, okay. What do you want to know?
It's just an educated guess, but I'm going to guess.
Now, why would you base your hunch on that? Is he not a lover of sea chanties?
I cannot confirm that he is.
Let's see.
But unless it was like an old Irish folk song, I'm not sure he'd go for it.
Well, in Ireland they have tugboats, don't they?
I'm not sure what type of seafaring vessels complement the Irish aquatic vehicle components there. We'll have to have Beast Barnett check that out for us.
Oh, wow. All right. Give the Beast a homework assignment. Okay, very good. I'm just saying, you know, it's like I don't think Ireland has too much of a navy, per se. They may have a couple of coastal patrol boats. I would think they'd have a tugboat or two. You know, sometimes those cruise ships do come in, you know, and sometimes a tugboat can be a tugboat with a lot of rubber bumpers placed on their bow to guide a cruise ship close to the pier. Yes.
All right.
Now, since Kevin Sullivan isn't here to okay or say yay to nay to the song, do I have your permission to sing the song, this seafaring song?
I'll let you sing it unless Rex Sharp shoots me a text saying, cut it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to wait a couple minutes for Rex's reply on that. Okay. I'm going to put
I'd
this
say
on
go ahead
hold.
And start, and then if he gets so offended, then he will message me.
Well, it only contains four lines, so it's
well,
like
I think
you
should take advantage before he can say no.
Oh, okay. All right, here goes. Oh, a tugboat whistle goes toot, toot, toot. It toots high and it toots low. But a tugboat whistle ain't worth a hoot. It's the chugga, chugga, chugga that makes it go.
Very interesting.
Very interesting, yes.
Now, I understand it has been confirmed there is a new official Weather Club theme song. Can you confirm this?
Wow. I did not see the reply. Now, I sent that clip to Devin Southparker. I don't think he – I think I went to bed before he replied. Can you fill our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners in if he has replied to the positive?
I have not heard his reply, but who would not want that great weather-related song to be sang at the start of every meeting?
I hear that. It was sung by a British guy, yes.
And I believe you did get a second on that nomination. That's all it takes to pass something like that at the Weather Club, am I correct?
Oh, yeah. If someone seconded the motion, yes. Oh, that's huge. Okay.
It really
is.
Who
seconded it?
I believe it was Kurt Ferris himself seconded the nomination.
Oh, that Kurt. He's going to have to tune in and listen to my tugboat song. Yes.
He might be singing it right now to people. He might be going around saying, you got to listen to this great new song I just heard. And he's just tooting.
Yes, that'd be great. Yes. Boy, that's great. I can only hope so. Yes.
Now, I had a horrible thought. Imagine he was singing it, and then he contacted his third favorite sports entertainer, Darth Carta, and had him call into this very show and sing his rendition of it.
Wow, Darth Carta, a wrestler of few words. Yes. It could
be. There's not many in that song.
Yeah, that's true. It was kind of short, wasn't it? It was kind of like a limerick, an Irish limerick. Yes.
Are you sure it was Irish in nature?
I think that's pretty universal. I can see tugboats in like Paraguay, Argentina, Cape Horn. In South Africa, around the Cape Horn, in Ireland, and I know they've got some tugboats in Germany. Yes, one or two tugboats. In Canada, yes.
Do you recall when Fred Ottman was tugboat in the WWE?
There you go. Sea, nautical, seafair, and wrestling always have had a symbiotic relationship. Tugboat, yes. You never
was
want
that
to get a tugboat.
A disguised
in a
reference to the time that Lex Luger was wrestling, or actually trying to do the body slam challenge on that boat, the Intrepid in New York?
Wow, Lex Luger had a body slam challenge on the Intrepid?
Well, it was Yokozuna's body slam challenge. Lex Luger answered it. And he was the only athlete in all of the sports that were represented to successfully body slam Yokozuna that night, thus saving the United States.
Holy smokes, that is impressive. That's even more impressive than John Cena getting up the Big Show and FUing him, I would think. Yes. Yes, it is. Boy. Remember when Lex Luger turned heel and joined the Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
Yes. But his time with the Four Horsemen didn't last that long, did it?
Maybe a year or so.
Oh, okay. Well, that is. I wasn't aware of how long it was, you know. But that made huge waves. Lex Luger joining the Four Horsemen. Yes.
Yeah, he was like an associate member for a while. Then when they formally kicked out Ole Anderson, they brought Luger in formally. And he was there probably a year before he decided he didn't want to let J.J. Dillon win the Bunkhouse Stampede match. And they threw him out over that.
Now, how did Lex Luger get along with Arn Anderson?
At the time, they seemed to be coexisting fairly well.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Wow. Oh, okay. Now, I just saw, Sunny Days was ranked 6th for her blue-collar wrestling over Crash Lena. I have it here before me, number 6.
Have you ever considered asking Crash Lena to be part of your Rosebud faction?
I think she's probably my third choice. Yes.
Behind Lila Lodge and Ash Venture?
Yes.
All right.
And Pa Moonshine was... Pa Moonshine, and I said he should have worn a cup. He was ranked number 7.
He really should have, because he's damaged goods now.
Yeah, he was walking fairly gingerly, yes.
I noticed you did not come to his aid when Scarlett attacked him such.
I think the best I could have offered Pa Moonshine up to that point was a bag of ice. Yes.
Well, did you?
No.
You just let him...
You know how that security is. For the most part, I am keeping that close eye on any leaks that security might afford me. But boy, they've been kind of watchful. Yes.
Now, can you confirm how your meeting with Tex Thompson went, in which you wanted to propose that match against Paul Moonshine?
He got a slight glazed look in his eye. Slightly glazed, yes.
Doesn't sound promising.
Nah, not really. Yes. You know, I mentioned it to Paul Moonshine, and he was enthusiastic. He said, let's go. Yes.
Probably knew you'd get scared of the height.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Ladders, yeah, they can be kind of intimidating height-wise, yes. Which is strange, because I really had no fear of height in a crow's nest aboard Coast Guard ships. Very strange, yes.
Maybe it's a premonition of something bad happening on a ladder.
That could be. A good wrestler always has a sixth sense, sign guy, yes. Now, Sunday, did you happen to catch the YouTube video with Kevin when he threw ink on Dusty Rhodes' sister, Connie?
Yes.
You know what? Both of those announcers and the crowd weren't able to identify if it was Kevin at 100% accuracy. They have a feeling that it was Kevin, but both of them said that they were not 100% sure.
It looked like him to me.
Yes, I guess so. Yes. And you know what? When Dusty was getting all those messages, from different people on the teleprompter, at the 4:21 mark, you can see these words to Dusty. Like my Yankees, you're a winner. George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner and Dusty Rhodes actually very close. George Steinbrenner even wrote the foreword in Dusty Rhodes' autobiography.
Wow. Okay. Well, I was going to ask Kevin this question. Will we see a message at your awards ceremony saying, Kevin, where's my calzone, George Costanza? That was the question I was going to ask him. Yes.
Likely, really.
Oh, okay. Did you happen to catch that red Boston Red Sox sweatshirt that Kevin was wearing on the ferry?
I've seen him wear it before, yes.
I was going to point out that a little bit of Boston Red Sox trivia to him. Sinai, did you know that during the 1912 season, the Red Sox has had 105 wins, and their outfield consisted of Tress Speaker, Harry Hooper, and Duffy Lewis?
I did not.
I mean, Tress Speaker, he was the guy that led the league. I think he still leads the American League in triples. Triples.
Now, let's say that Tress Speaker was to get a home that he rented with three other players. Would he be the Speaker of the House?
Oh, wow. Chairman of the board, Speaker of the House. Yes, he'd be Speaker of the House. Yes.
All right. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes. And sign. Here's another trivia thing. In Babe Ruth's first game as a Red Sox pitcher, he got the win against the Indians.
Not too surprising.
And his first home run as a Red Sox was against the Yankees. The Yankees, yes.
Kind of ironic when you look at his history.
Yeah, I know. Boy, I'm not sure who he was traded for. I remember when Griffey was traded from the Mariners to the Reds. They got that center fielder from the Reds.
Mike Cameron.
Was it Cameron? I thought it was Adam Jones. Oh, wait.
Nope.
Adam Jones is from Baltimore. Yeah. Okay. Cameron. Mike Cameron. Okay, you're right. Mike Cameron. All right. Well, Sign, we're starting to wind down the program here. I'm very excited and look forward to anticipation to our WrestleMania picks. Can you tell us who we have this coming Sunday on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
This coming Sunday, we have Sexy Sean Casey joining us.
Oh, yes, Sexy Sean. Okay, very good. How about next Friday?
Well, as we said earlier, Lyle making her return to the program, first time in a very long time.
Very long time, yes. I forgot that April was creeping up on us so fast. Yes. You know, Sign, it has been quite a while since I have done the introduction to the show. Should we run a Turnbuckle Turmoil show if I should introduce Lila Lodge? Or should I just go ahead and do it anyway?
You can do the introduction. That'd be fine.
Oh, okay. I've already got some rough notes already written out for my introduction. Part of it has to do with her exploits at the Tulalip Championship Wrestling outside the ring in the foyer area, part of her exploits. Yes.
All right.
Including lifting me at one point. Yes.
That's true. She did. Now, do you think that Stompin' South Park, who apparently is a very, 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 very dedicated fan of hers, will be listening in that day?
I might have to send a message to South Park reminding him that Lila Lodge will be on, and that we would like to have maybe him call in and ask some questions.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to go that far. She might get scared off.
Oh, well, I guess she, well, I don't know. Lila getting scared, it doesn't happen that much. Yes.
Well, if you had a man that constantly sent you museum quality glass portraits of yourself time after time after time, I get a little scary.
You mean in stalker-esque mode? Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Yes, and Devin is rumored to have a slight schizophrenic personality, yes. You never know what questions would come out from his good side and his bad, yes. You've got a point there.
I think a very valid one.
Yeah, all right. Okay, yes. Sexy Sean Casey. Now, real quickly before we go, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners where Sexy Sean Casey hails from? Yes.
He is out of the Midwest. He wrestled all over the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Illinois. He was just on SmackDown, not this most recent Thursday, but the one prior to it.
And is it true we only have two of all the 50 states left to go for wrestling? Two states for interviews.
That is incorrect. We have accomplished all 50.
Oh, okay.
From Alabama
from
to Wyoming.
Oh, all right. Okay. Even the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico?
That is not a state.
Yes, it's a Commonwealth, yes.
I believe it's just a territory.
Territorial. Okay. Yeah, there's my homework assignment. What's the difference between a territory and a commonwealth?
Excellent. Yes, because there are five commonwealths, including Virginia and Kentucky. Territories are different, I believe.
Wow. All right. I'm going to have to come up. I'm going to have to give Devin South Parker the definitive definition of a territory and commonwealth. Yes. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I guess with that, we'll bid adieu. Get out there, support your local independents. Sunday, we'll have Sexy Sean Casey with us, so make plans to be with us then. And we'll talk to you on Sunday afternoon.